And I'll keep talking to you. And as well as Yoga Nidra, there is something called Purna Nidra. Purna means full, which is full sleep. So some of you may drift from a yogic nidra to a Purna Nidra. And if that happens, if you find that your awareness begins to drift away, or to drift from here to there, that's fine. All that you need to do in terms of effort and striving is to listen to the sound of my voice. You don't even need to make a great deal of attention to what I'm saying. It'll sink in. And if you find that after the practice of Yoga Nidra, when I've finished talking, that your mind is conscious and alert and active, you can continue to do the practices from the Yoga Nidra all night long as you wish. So if you make yourselves comfortable, those of you who have not already entered the state of Purna Nidra, we'll begin the formal practice of Yoga Nidra soon. And as you're doing that, I'll just tell you that I'm recording this session and I'll put it up on our website tomorrow, which is Yoga Nidra Network. Is that what it is? Yoga Nidra Network. Yeah, I'm not very technically minded. And you press the contact tab on the website and send an email, and then we'll add you to the group, and you can download and listen to this recording of Yoga Nidra. So, can I suggest that you settle yourself into a position in which you won't need to move too much for quite a long time, as if you were going to sleep for the night. So you might like to have some cushion or pillow underneath your head, some covering, wearing your clothing comfortably. And as I said before, all the effort that you need to do is simply to be comfortable, to be aware at some level of the sound of my voice, and to enjoy the experience of Yoga Nidra. So if you're lying on your back, you might like to feel that your body is aligned with itself, a reasonably straight spine, neck, head, chin tucked in a little, especially if you have a cushion under your head. And maybe having the limbs placed symmetrically in relation to each other and in relation to the spine. Maybe with the hands resting on the abdomen, or by the sides, or on the hips. And if you're lying on your side, lying comfortably, be aware of the position of your body, and gradually, little by little, let your body become more and more immobile so that you can enjoy this practice of Yoga Nidra in so many ways and so many levels. So notice the position of your body a little more acutely. Be aware of the support of the earth beneath you. Feel the contact points of your body against the floor, against the mat, or sleeping bag that you have underneath you. Be aware of the different points of contact of the back or the side of your body. And be aware also of the feeling of your clothes and covers on your skin. How they're warming, protecting you. Be aware also of the feel of the air against your skin. Be aware of the sounds that you can hear. The sound of my voice and the other sounds within the room, of movement, of stillness, sounds of breathing. Maybe you're breathing, maybe your neighbors. Just continue to listen to the sounds that you can hear. Keep on listening. And just focus some of your attention now on the breath moving through the body. And it's useful to know that the breath is always there, always with you. Feel the breath coming into the body. Feel the breath leaving the body, coming and going, inhaling and exhaling. And let your attention now travel through the body, from the top of the head, through each and every part of your body, all over the surface of the body, every square millimeter of skin and hair and nail, from the top of your head down to the tips of the fingertips, tips of toes, and begin gradually to do this little by little with the breath, exhaling and feeling that the awareness is exhaling from the top of the head to the tips of the toes, and with each exhalation finishing, return to the top of the head and breathe out all the way through the entire body until you reach the tips of the toes. Just a little bit more. The breath lengthening so slightly as you continue exhaling. Into an ever-increasing sense of comfort, little by little, with each exhaling breath, knowing that there's nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to see. Just being here and now for yourself, practicing Yoga Nidra. As you continue to breathe out from the top of the head to the tips of the toes, just exhaling from your head to your toes a few more times. Just a few more times before we move on to the next part of the practice. Exhaling all the way through from head to the toes. In a few moments, I'll guide your awareness around the body, part by part. And before that, you can, if you like, make a resolve for yourself to enjoy the experience of this practice of Yoga Nidra in a way that's meaningful for you. If you have a sankalpa, if you've been doing Yoga Nidra previously, you can make your sankalpa now. Otherwise, just allow yourself the resolve to enjoy this experience for yourself, here and now. As I mention the names of different parts of the body, you can become aware of them in your own way. There's no need to try to relax any part or to do any tensing and letting go or moving for that part to become more comfortable. Simply send your awareness there. For example, if I say, focus on your right hand thumb, you can be aware of the thumb of the right hand, its shape, the front of it and the back of it, the texture of the skin, of the nail, its temperature, how warm it feels or how cool it feels, whether it feels light or heavy, solid, or whether it feels as if it's full of space, or a tingling sensation, or a feeling of something else, perhaps. And in a similar fashion, with each part of the body, be aware of it in a way that makes sense for you. And even if I mention the names of the parts of the body quickly, you can experience them as slowly as you like. So bring your attention, part of your attention, to your right side, to that very right-hand thumb, which has just been discussed, and move awareness onto the right index finger, to the middle finger, to the ring finger, little finger, fingers and thumb together, palm, back of hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side, waist, hip, front right thigh, back of thigh, knee, back of knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole, instep, right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all toes together, and the whole right side, the whole right side, all the way through. Left side, left hand, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, fingers and thumb together, palm, back of hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, side, waist, hip, front left thigh, back of thigh, knee, back of knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole, instep, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe, all toes together, the whole left side, whole left side, all the way through, whole right arm, whole left arm, arms together, whole right leg, whole left leg, both legs together, right buttock, left buttock, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, length of spine, small of back, middle back, upper back, all of back, back of neck, back of head, top of head, forehead, right temple, left temple, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, space between eyebrows, right eyelids, eyelashes, left eyelids, eyelashes, nose, tip of nose, right nostril, left nostril, right cheek, left cheek, right ear, left ear, upper lip, lower lip, lips together, chin, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, right side of chest, left side of chest, center of chest, rib cage, diaphragm, navel, abdomen, groin, the whole body. Whole body, whole body, all the way through, from the top of the head to the tips of the toes, whole body. And be aware of the heaviness and solidity of the body lying on the ground. And feel the lightness of the body as the air comes into it, expanding it with the inhale and with the exhale, letting go. So notice the breath coming and going. And if you'd be kind enough to focus on the movement of the abdomen, the movement of the navel with the breath, and if you're lying on your back, the way the navel rises as you inhale, and the way the navel descends as you exhale. So with the inhale, the navel moving away from the spine as the belly swells, and with the exhale, navel moving toward the spine with the letting go and the release of the breath. Focus on this simple movement. And feel that the breath coming in and the breath going out can have an equivalence in length. So if you're breathing in for a count of three, you can breathe out for a count of three. You don't have to count the breath or the length. You can feel the length of the breath on the inhale being the same as the length of the exhale. And enjoy noticing how it can slow down comfortably and easily, so that you're inhaling up to 5 or 6 seconds perhaps, and exhaling for 5 or 6 seconds. Easily and comfortably. And if that's too long, you can inhale and exhale for a shorter duration that suits you, suits your body, suits your respiration. Inhaling and exhaling for the same amount of time for a few moments. And if you find that the Ujjayi breath, the sound of the breath in the throat, sound like a sigh, manifests itself well and good. Maybe just hearing the sound of the breath as it comes and as it goes in and out of the body. And you can feel your body as it rests and as it prepares to drift off from here to there to nowhere in particular. Just being aware in some way of the breath. And then letting that fade into the background and becoming aware in some way of a line in the front of the body extending from the navel to the base of the throat or to the eyebrow center, as if the line were drawn along the front of the body and awareness travels along this line with the breath. So on the inhale from navel to throat or eyebrow center, and with the exhale from eyebrow center or throat down to navel. And the feeling of awareness, inhaling up, exhaling down, something that happens anyway, that you're becoming aware of now. Inhaling up with awareness, exhaling down with awareness. Up to throat or eyebrow center, down to navel with the exhale. Without effort, just being aware at some level as you're breathing in, traveling from navel to throat, to eyebrow center, as you're breathing out from eyebrow center or throat down to navel. And noticing with the movement of awareness what you can sense. Perhaps the movement of awareness like a light traveling up and down as you breathe in and out. A tingling sensation, a feeling of energy, or something else perhaps. And letting that awareness fade into the background a little as you focus on the spine. And awareness can travel up and down the spine as you breathe in and as you breathe out. up on the inhale, down on the exhale. And if you're aware of chakras, you can start at the base, at Muladhara chakra in the center of the perineum, just below the spine, the tailbone, or adjacent to it, and travel up the spine to the very center of the head, just above the top of the spine. And the movement going up on the inhale, down on the exhale. And noticing the sensation as this happens, whether it's the movement of light, maybe a white light, or a golden light, or a silver light, or some other color, or a movement of sensation, or an awareness of the size or scale of this column, a column of air, or as if you're in a very large tunnel. And the length of the spine, although it's physically small, can feel tremendously large, as if it were an enormous column or tunnel that awareness can travel up with the inhale, down with the exhale, and a very particular sensation as that happens. And then begin to be aware of both of these movements of awareness together in the spine and in the front of the body, moving together in tandem, synchronized, the movement in the spine a little faster because of the longer distance traveled, and both arriving at their respective tops on the inhale and bottoms on the exhale. Just observing that happening without effort. Keep on with the practice, traveling up as you inhale, down as you exhale. Without effort, but with ease and comfort. And allow this to become more and more something that you observe happening. Maybe it's something you observe far away, something happening dimly in your awareness, or just drifting off in the safest of ways, easily, comfortably, as you will. in your own way. And after your next exhale, do two or three more of these before coming back to everyday breathing. And we'll follow this with a balancing practice for this part of the Yoga Nidra. Begin to notice the breath entering and leaving the body through the nostrils, if your nose is unblocked. Notice the shape of the breath in the form of a triangle, and the base of the triangle just below each nostril, and the apex, the top of the triangle, just above the top of the nose between the eyebrows. Feel the inhale traveling up the two sides of this triangle to the top as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, feel it traveling to a point just below each nostril. Maybe noticing the difference in temperature. A slight coolness on the inhale, which can be felt inside each nostril separately. A slightly warmer sensation with the exhale, especially around the edge of each nostril and the upper lip. And then let the awareness travel up and down both sides of the triangle, one side at a time. So that as you inhale, you can begin by traveling up the left nostril toward the eyebrow center, and with the exhale down the right side, just below the nostril. On the inhale, back up the right side to eyebrow center, and then exhaling through the left side once more. So it is as if you're traveling up one side of a triangle, and down the other, and then returning in the opposite direction, inhaling up and exhaling down. And just continuing like this, observing this movement with your awareness as you become more and more comfortable. And just allowing this awareness, this sense of balance, to settle down. And you can choose whether to continue with this awareness up and down each side of the nostrils in perpetuity, or whether you just become aware of the breath in both nostrils together. Or whether you just allow yourself to enjoy the sense of comfort, a really enjoyable experience of not having anything to do, of letting your thoughts scatter and fade away, as you let go of all effort completely. And you can choose whether to continue with this or just to drift away. As you choose for the rest of the night.